大家可能看出来我感冒了啊。
Perhaps you can see that I'm a little bit under the weather.
所以今天很多弟兄姐妹想跟我握手，我就没有给他们握手。所以在这里说声抱歉，没有办法给你们握手，怕传染给你们。
So I want to apologize that I will not be shaking your hands because I don't want to spread my virus to you.
那最近我看到一个消息，也是蛮有感触的，就是中美的贸易战，然后现在达成暂时的休战的协议。
So recently, I also read something which is quite interesting about the trade wars between U.S. and China. Now there's some sort of a truce.
暂时休战九十天。
So there's a truce for about 90 days now.
看看三个月之后是什么样子。但是我是希望祷告能够达成最终的协议，中美之间不要再对抗。
So now they have a truce for 3 months, but we don't know what's going to happen. We hope that it will be something peaceful.
好，今天我们是。今天我们是十二月的第一周，所以我这个大家知道十二月第一周是什么节日吧
？Today is the
大家都知道。
Today is the first week of the December. Do you know what the first week of the December is？
我听到大家说是降临节，对不对？降临节 ，Advent。
Oh, it's the Advent。
对，所以我们在这里这一周，我们就开始预备我们的心，然后来预备，来纪念。来思想我们主耶稣的降临对我们的人生的意义。
So in this season of Advent, we come to think of the coming of the Lord Jesus and what does it mean for us in our lives.
所以今天的经文是一个前奏，是一个宣告，宣告耶和华的降临。
So today's scripture is a prelude, it's a proclamation of the Lord the Lord that who is coming.
今天的经文是在以赛亚书的四十章九到十一节。
And today's scripture will be taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 9 through 11.
翻到了以后，我请大家起立，好吧，跟我一起来读这段经文。
And when we're there, I invite all of you to stand as we read this scripture.
我请大家，今天我们是这样读，我们先读一段中文，然后再读一段英文。我来带领大家读中文，然后 Moses 带领大家读英文。
So we'll read the Chinese first, and then we'll read the English altogether.
第九节，报好信心给锡安的啊，我们一起来读，报好信心给锡安的啊。你要登高山，报好信息给耶路撒冷的。你要极力扬声，扬声不要惧怕。对犹大的诚意说，看哪，你们的神。
Go out on to high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah.Behold your God.
主耶和华，他的膀臂必为他掌权，他的赏赐在他那里，他的报应在他面前。
Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him.
他必向牧人牧养自己的羊群。用膀臂聚集羊羔，抱在怀中，慢慢引导那如羊小羊的。
Verse 11, He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主耶稣基督，我们把这段经文仰望交托在你的手中。
Oh, Heavenly Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ, we commit this section of Scripture into your hands.
主啊，愿你的圣灵在我们当中居首位，掌王权。
May your Spirit be high and exalted among us.
愿你带领我们借着这段经文来思想你的降临，你的降临对我们的意义和我们的关系。
May you lead us into this section of Scripture and to think of your advent and what does it mean for us.
我们这样的祷告祈求是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.
以赛亚这个先知，他大概是在公元前740年，然后开始做先知，在乌西亚王崩的那一年。
So Isaiah is a prophet. He started becoming a prophet on the day that Uzziah the king died in about 750 BC.
我们知道，当乌西亚王崩的那一年，在以赛亚的六章看到，就是神的异象临到以赛亚，神呼召他出来。
On the year that King Uzziah died, a vision come upon Isaiah in Isaiah 6 and calls him to be a prophet.
这个时间大概是在公元前740年。
So it is around the time of 740 BC.
然后以赛亚 一直做王，他做王啊，不是不是，以赛亚一直做先知，他经历了犹大的几个王，首先有乌西亚。
So Isaiah continued to be a prophet and he experiences several king, succession of kingship in Judah. The first of all is Uzziah.
然后是那个约兰约Jotham.
And then you have Jotham.
然后是亚哈斯。
And then you have Ahaz.
然后他最后的他任先知的时候，最后的一个王是西西家。
And the final king in his lifetime is King Hezekiah.
我们不知道以赛亚是在西西家什么时候死的，但是西西家的时候。西西家开始做王是在公元前715年。
We don't know when Isaiah passed away, but we know that King Hezekiah became king in 715 BC.
那么所以你可以看到以赛亚这个至少是在公元前740年到公元前715年这段时间，可能还有更远，他做先知的时候。
So Isaiah is active as a prophet at least from 740 to 715, maybe even longer.
那么这段时间当中发生了一件事情，大家知道是什么事情？一件大事。
And during this time, a great event happened. Do you know what happened during those time?
有没有人知道
？Anybody knew? No.
公元前722年发生了什么事情
？What happened in 722 BC?
北国以色列被亚述帝国攻陷。
The northern kingdom of Israel is fallen to the empire of Assyria.
那以色列在所罗门的时候分裂成北国以色列和南国犹大。
And so Israel, we know that it was split into two kingdoms in the time after Solomon, into the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern Judah.
So in 722 BC, the Assyrian kingdom invaded Samaria, and then all the northern Israel became the capital of the Assyrian kingdom.
In 722 BC, the empire of Assyria swept through the north, and they took Samaria, and it became part of the empire.
那所以这样的，我们可以想象这样的事件对南国犹大的一个影响。
You can imagine the impact of this event on the people in Judah in the south.
然后对犹大的百姓的影响。
And to the people in Judah who are in the south.
那以前的话，在犹大和这个亚述之间还有以色列做缓冲，现在以色列没了。
Now in the past, the northern Israel was kind of like a buffer between Judah and Assyria, but now Israel is gone.
所以犹大直接面临着一个在历史上很强的一个帝国亚述帝国的影响。
Now Judah is directly confronting this great empire of Assyria.
所以你可以想想，在这个时候，整个以色列人他们的心里是一个什么样的心态
？So you can imagine the hearts of the Israelites at this point in time. What are they feeling?
然后也就是在这样的一个背景当中，神呼召以赛亚出来，成为以色列的成为犹大的先知。
And in this very background, God has called Isaiah to be the prophet to Judah.
那么我们知道，以赛亚书里面有很多关于弥赛亚的预言。
And in the book of Isaiah, we know there are many messianic prophecies.
因为犹大国的百姓，他面临着这么一个强大的帝国，面临着这么一个威胁，所以他们就很盼望这个弥赛亚能够来拯救他们。
It's because the kingdom of Judah is facing such a great threat, they are always hoping for the coming of the Messiah.
但是感谢主，那个神就在这借着先知以赛亚来应允他们，弥赛亚要来拯救。
And we give thanks to God that God through Isaiah promises the people of Judah that a Messiah is truly coming to save them.
So this is the
This is the background of the composition of the book of Isaiah.
So from this 时代背景，你就可以想象到这个弥赛亚对以色列人的盼望，在当时那个年代对他们的盼望，他们的希望。
And on this background, you can imagine the hope that a Messiah can give to the people of Judah at that time.
那我们看这段经文，今天这段经文是，40:9。他首先说，报好信息给西安的啊，你要登高山。
And from here today, the scripture in verse 9 says, "Go on up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news."
然后报好信息给耶路撒冷的啊，你要极力的扬声。
And lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news.
这是在讲什么
？What is it talking here?
这是讲，就是说有一个人要报那个好信息，报一个好的消息，然后给西安。要报好的消息给耶路撒冷。
This means that a person is to go and proclaim this good news to Zion and to Jerusalem.
要宣告一个好的消息。
Is to proclaim and to declare this good news.
但如果你看英文的话，这英文的翻译和中文是有点不一样的。
Now the translation in English is slightly different from the Chinese.
然后中文的翻译好像是有一个人要报好信息给西安，要报好消息给耶路撒冷。
In the Chinese, it seems though a person is commanded to proclaim the good news.
但如果你看英文的话，英文的话，那个报好消息的是谁
？But if you look at the English, who is the one who's supposed to proclaim this news?
你看是西安啊，你要上到高山上去。
It's Zion. You are to go on up to a high mountain.
你要去报那个好消息。
It's Zion who will herald the good news.
耶路撒冷啊，你要那个极力的扬声来宣告那个好消息。
It's Jerusalem who will lift up their voice and strength to herald the good news.
所以你看都不一样。
So there's a slight difference here.
那其实，在原文里面，原文的翻译是有点是接近英文的翻译。
And the original language is closer to the English one.
所以英啊，对，英文是更加接近原文的。
I mean, the English is closer to the original.
所以如果是这样的话，这里其实上是用一个拟人的一个手法。来说把西安当作是一个人把耶路撒冷当作是一个人说你们要上到高山上去你们要扬声的要报那个好消息给这个天下
So here the prophet is using a personalization of Zion and Jerusalem as though they are persons to proclaim this good news
那西安是什么地方
Where is Zion?
耶路撒冷是什么地方
And where is Jerusalem?
西安是又被在以色列的历史上又被以色列人称为大卫之城
And Zion is being called in the history of Israel as the city of David.
So, in 撒母耳下的五章，当大卫去攻陷耶路撒冷的时候，他最后一个攻陷的就是西安。
And in 2 Samuel, we see that as David is conquering all the cities, the last one that he's conquered was Zion.
因为西安是很难攻陷的。
Because Zion is very difficult to conquer.
但是住在西安里面的人说，这个我们西住在西安这个城这个要寨里面，这个西安山上。要在里面的人说，就是说，就是瞎子，就是瘸子也能守住这个城。
And the people who were dwelling in Zion at that time, they boasted and said, even the lame and the blind can defend the city.
所以你可以看看西安这个地方是多么的一个易守难攻的一个要寨。
So Zion is a place, a stronghold where it's easy to defend and hard to conquer.
但是大卫把它攻下来了，所以就成为大卫之城。
But David conquered it, and it is so called the city of David.
那以后这个犹大这个王宫都建在这个锡安山上。
And thereafter, all the palaces and the offices were built on this Zion, Mount Zion.
那圣殿不是建在锡安山上。
But the temple itself is not built on Mount Zion.
圣殿是建在另外一个山上，和锡安山很近的，叫摩利亚山上。
But the temple is built on a neighboring hill called the Mount Moriah.
所以西安是整个以色列的政治一个权力的中心。
And so Zion represents the political center of the entire southern Judah.
是整个国家的中心。
It's the center of the kingdom.
所以它代表整个以色列这个国家。
It represents the entire nation of Israel.
所以在这里告诉我们说，西安啊，你要登到高山上去，你要扬声去宣告那个好消息。
Here tells us that, oh Zion, you are to get up to a high mountain and herald the good news.
这就告诉我们，就是说，以色列要从这个好消息从以色列开始。
And that is to say, the good news come forth from Israel.
然后说耶路撒冷啊，你要极力的扬声，要宣告那个好消息。
And then lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, and herald of good news.
耶路撒冷是以色列的首都。
And Jerusalem is the capital of Israel.
所以这个好消息从以色列最核心的地方要被宣告出来。
And it is to say that this is to be proclaimed from the very centers of Israel.
对谁宣告？
Who are they proclaiming it to?
然后在后面讲到，是对犹大的城邑，对犹大的城邑宣告说。
And you are to say to the cities of Judah.
看哪，你们的神。
Behold your God.
所以这一段经文很让我们容易想起哪一段经文。
And it's easy for us to be reminded of another section of scripture.
考考大家。新约里面的哪段经文
Do you remember where this reminds us of?
我们经常强调的那段经文
We always think of that verse.
有人愿意尝试回答吗
Maybe some would want to try the answer in the New Testament.
有人在说啊不是使徒行传的一章八节
It's in Acts chapter 1:8.
说当圣灵降临在你们的身上你们要从哪里开始
And when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, where are you to start?
你们要从耶路撒冷，然后到犹大全地，到撒玛利亚，直到地极做我的见证。
You're to start from Jerusalem to the whole of Judah and to Samaria to the ends of the world to bear testimony for me.
你看，好消息从哪里开始？从耶路撒冷开始，到犹大全地，向犹大的城邑宣告说：“看哪，你们的神。”
And it's just as this, if we're starting from Jerusalem and proclaim it to the cities of Judah to say that, "Behold your God."
从耶路撒冷到犹大全地，一直到撒玛利亚，然后最后到地极。
From Jerusalem to the cities of Judah to Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
所以我们在这里看到这一段的经文就应验在这个使徒行传里面。
And we see this section of scripture is actually fulfilled in the time of Acts.
我们在这里要特别注意的话，他最后一个也宣告说，这个好消息是什么？
And if you pay attention, what is this good news at the very end of the verse?
他说，看哪，你们的神。
It says here, behold your God.
如果你看这四十节的上下文，他是在讲那个弥赛亚的到来。
Now, if you look at the context of chapter 40, it's talking about the coming of Messiah.
以色列所盼望的弥赛亚。
All the hope that Israel has on the Messiah.
但在这里他确实说，看哪，你们的神。
But here it says, behold your God.
所以这告诉我们什么？说在这里面隐含的信息是什么？
And so the indirect message that we have here,
弥赛亚就是耶和华。
Is that the Messiah is God.
那以色列人呢？我不知道以色列人怎么看的，他看这段经文，我不知道他怎么解释的。他从来就没有想到这个弥赛亚就是耶和华自己。
And we've never imagined how an Israelite would interpret this scripture because they never thought that the Messiah would be God himself.
然后你看第十节又开始讲到主耶和华必向大能者领导。
And in verse 10 it says, Behold, the Lord God comes with might.
所以那个好消息的内容是什么？
What is the content of this good news then?
这好消息的内容就是主耶和华他自己他要降临在我们的当中，他以他的大能降临在我们的当中。
The good news is that the Lord God Himself will come among us with might.
神降世与人同在，他的名要被称为以马内利。
And God is coming to be with men, and His name shall be called Emmanuel.
所以这是好消息的内容，耶和华自己要降临在我们的当中，他要与我们同在。
This is the content of the good news that the Lord will come upon us.
但是以色列人一直在盼望弥赛亚，但是他从来没有想到这个弥赛亚就是耶和华自己。
And even as the Jews were waiting for Messiah, they've never imagined that Messiah himself is God.
他们想到弥赛亚就好像是另外一个大卫王一样，可能比大王更有能力，他要来要复兴以色列这个国家。
They're imagining the Messiah as another King David, or maybe greater than King David, who will revive the kingdom.
所以在他们的想象当中，弥赛亚是一个大有能力的一个君王，但是他是一个人。
Well, in their imagination, Messiah is a great king, but he's a man.
但他没有想到这个弥赛亚就是耶和华自己。
But they've never thought that the Messiah is God himself.
所以我们在约翰福音的第八章，当一些法利赛人和文士来到耶稣面前，那耶稣责备他们说，耶稣告诉他们说，就是说我来了要让你们得自由。
And in John chapter 8, we see that some scribes and Pharisees come before Jesus, and Jesus rebuked them and says that, I come to give you true freedom.
然后这些以色列人，这些法利赛人文士，他说我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙，我们就是自由的，你为什么说我们是奴仆呢？
And these Jews, they say that we are the sons of Abraham, we are free, why do you say that we're in slavery?
然后耶稣就说，亚伯拉罕他当时看见我就欢欢喜喜。
And Jesus says that Abraham looked upon my days with joy.
然后这些人就搞不懂，他说你才多少岁，你顶多不过五十岁，为什么说亚伯拉罕看见你欢欢喜喜的？你难道比亚伯拉罕还大吗？
They asked him, you are just not more than 50 years old. Why would you say that Abraham looked upon your days and rejoiced? Are you older than Abraham?
耶稣说了一句话，就是说 before Abraham, I'm I.
And so Jesus concluded with the phrase, before Abraham, I am.
就是我是在亚伯拉罕之前的。
That is, I am before even Abraham.
所以你在这里看到以色列人没有想到这个弥赛亚他会是耶和华自己。
So the Israelites have never imagined that the Messiah will be God himself.
他想到他是一个大能的人。
They thought that he is a mighty man.
所以当耶稣告诉他我是在亚伯拉罕之先的，你们亚伯拉罕看到我就欢欢喜喜，他们没有办法理解。
When Jesus told them that I'm before Abraham and Abraham rejoiced looking upon my days, they can never understand.
他们以为耶稣在那里乱说的。
They thought that Jesus is babbling.
那耶稣在挑战他们，在马太福音的二十二章记载这样的一件事情，就是耶稣在挑战这个法利赛人，告诉他们说诗篇一百一十篇，你怎么去解释大卫说的那句话
？And in Matthew 22, we see Jesus challenging them again. How do you explain what David wrote in Psalm 110?
就说主对我主说，你等我将你的仇敌都放在你的脚前，成为你的脚凳。
And that is the Lord said to my Lord, until I've put all your enemies under your footstool.
为什么说是？大卫在诗篇里面说是主对我主说。
And why is it that in the psalm that David says the Lord says to my Lord?
所以耶稣问他们为什么，他们没有办法来解释。
And when Jesus asked them, they could never explain.
因为他没有办法，他知道这个我主指的就是弥赛亚。
Because they can never imagine that this the Lord refers to the Messiah.
就是耶和华自己。
That is God Himself.
但是在这段经文里面，我们却明明白白的看到，是耶和华必降临在我们当中。
And this very verse, we see that the Lord Himself will come upon us.
而且他是以他的大能降临在我们的当中。
And he comes with might among us.
所以在中文在说必向大能者临到，那英文翻译是他降临，以他的大能来降临在我们的当中。
And English it says the Lord comes with might.
在马太福音里面记载耶稣基督，记载耶稣基督的做了很多的事情，他到各地走遍各城各乡，在会堂里面宣讲福音，然后医病赶鬼。
In Matthew, there's a record of Jesus going all over the villages and he's performing miracles and exorcism.
在很多的时候，在讲了耶稣所做的事情，很多的时候都会出现这么一句话。
And after many things that he has done, is Matthew always quotes this.
他说：“耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。”
And he says that Jesus goes through the villages and to teach the kingdom of the gospel of the kingdom and to heal and to exorcise.
所以这句话来作为耶稣事工的一个总结。
This is the conclusion that Matthew gives for the ministry of Jesus.
我们看到耶稣在这地上他是有能力的。
And Jesus on this earth, he is mighty.
他有能力去医病，他有能力去赶鬼。
He is mighty to heal and he is mighty to exorcise.
他有能力行各种各样的神迹。
And he is mighty to perform all kinds of miracles.
马太福音的第八章就讲，首先讲到一个大麻风的，他来到耶稣的面前，耶稣说：“你的罪赦了。”
And in Matthew 8, we first see that this leper come before Jesus, and Jesus declares him to be forgiven of his sin.
所以耶稣有赦罪的权柄。
So Jesus has the authority to forgive sins.
然后第八章又讲到百夫长的仆人是个瘫子，然后耶稣就百夫长来到耶稣的面前求耶稣医治，那耶稣就说了一句话，他的仆人就好。
And in Matthew 8, again, the servant of a centurion who is crippled come before Christ, and Christ healed him with the word.
所以他有医病的这个权能。
He has the authority to heal.
然后后面又讲到他们在加利利海上有大风浪，然后耶稣起来斥责风浪，风浪就平息了。
And then we hear of stories of where Jesus rebuked the storms and the storm became calm.
所以耶稣基督有这个对大自然有这样的一个权柄，有这样的能力。
And he has this might and authority even over the natural realms.
我们甚至在路加福音里看到，就是耶稣使拉撒路复活。
And even in Luke, we see that that Jesus raises Lazarus.
所以他有权能够复活那个，能够使死人复活。
So he has the power to give life to the dead.
但是，所以是耶和华，他是以他的能力降临在我们当中。
And that is to say, the Lord comes with his might among us.
但是他的能力主要是在十字架上。
But the greatest might of him is displayed on the cross.
所以当以色列人来问耶稣的时候，你做行一个神迹给我们看看。耶稣就说，在这末后的时代，除了约拿的神迹，就没有神迹。
So when the Jews come and ask Christ to give them a sign, Jesus declared and it says, "There's no sign in this last age unless the sign of Jonah."
约拿的神迹是什么
？Why is the sign of Jonah?
约拿在这个鱼肚里面三天三夜，然后被鱼吐出来。
Jonah was inside the belly of a fish for 3 days, and then he was vomited onto dry land.
约拿的神迹就是主耶稣的神迹，然后他是被钉在十字架上埋葬，第三天复活。
And the miracle of Jonah points to the miracle of Christ, who was buried in the ground 3 days later and was raised.
告诉他们说，除了就是说他死而复活这样的一个神迹，这个大能。
So Jesus is telling them, and other than this great miracle of him dying and resurrecting.
所以耶稣在这里给我们看到这个最大的能力，最大的能力在哪里
？Where is this greatest might, if we were to ask?
耶稣的死而复活。
It is in his death and resurrection.
在十字架上。
It is on the cross.
耶稣的死而复活。
And the death and resurrection of Christ.
最大的神迹就是耶稣死而复活的神迹，也是我们这些人死而复活的神迹。
The greatest miracle is the miracle of his death and resurrection. Same for us.
所以约拿死而复活，从鱼肚子里面出来，他传信息，尼尼微全城的人就悔改。
So Jonah, even when he was vomited onto dry land, he went to Nineveh and proclaimed the good news. The whole city repented.
耶稣基督死而复活，他传这个消息给这个世界，直到地极。
And Jesus Christ, dead and resurrected, he proclaimed this good news to the ends of the world. And to call us to these sinners to repent.
主耶和华必须以他的能力降临在我们的当中。这个能力主要是使人悔改死而复活的这个能力。
So the Lord God who comes with this might is displayed primarily in the death and resurrection of us.
然后在第十节又谈到他的膀臂必为他掌权，他的赏赐在他那里，他的报应在他的面前。
And verse 10 continues to say, and his arms rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him.
在十一节谈到他必像牧人牧养自己的羊群用膀臂聚集羊羔抱在怀中
and in verse 11 he will tend his flock like a shepherd he will gather the lambs in his arms
慢慢引导那如羊小羊的
and gently lead those that are with young
我先看十一节十一节里面其实在这里面的话 这段的翻译有一点难处
and in verse 11 there is a little slight difficulty in translation
如果你可以看英文的话你可以看英文英文是比较接近原文的翻译的
Now, if you look at it, English is closer to the original language
特别是在这里啊特别是在这句话里面
especially in this word
中文翻译成用膀臂聚集羊羔抱在他的怀中
and in verse 11 it says to gather the lambs in his arms
但是你在英文可以看到英文是在这两个当中是用了一个分号
but in English you can see that there's a semicolon between these two
也就是说后面这两句是一句
is to say these last two phrases are the same
所以 这句话的中文一个翻译的话应该是这样他必像牧人牧养自己的羊群用膀臂聚集羊羔
and if you are to translate it it should be he will tend the flock like a shepherd he will gather the lambs in his arms
然后中间这个是分号
and then there is a semicolon
然后呢是 他把那个如羊小羊的抱在怀中
And then he gently lead those that are with young, the young lambs, and to lead them. And there's a slight difference here.
所以的话，他抱在怀中的是那些谁啊？
And who are those that he gathered in his arms?
是那些如羊小羊的。
It's those that are young.
那同样这个，这个词就是说，这个如羊小羊的这个词，同样就是说是在。出现在创世纪里面就是当雅各遇到扫罗遇到他的哥哥扫罗的时候他要回来他带了一大堆的人带着他的太太带着他一大孩子带着一大堆的牛羊要回来但是他遇到他的哥哥扫罗
and the same phrase that those that are with young occurred
以扫不是扫罗以扫 sorry
those that are with young this phrase occurred in Genesis when Jacob is about to meet his brother Esau and he's bringing a lot of lambs who are leading the young
那么以扫就邀请雅各说你跟我一起到我的地方我好好的款待你
and Esau invited his brother and says come with me we come to a land which is rich
但雅各就怕以扫害他雅各就用了一个借口雅各的借口就说你看我这羊群里面我这牛群里面有很多还是在乳养这个小羊的所以他们走不动要走得很慢所以你先去吧我慢在后面慢慢走
and Jacob was fearful of Esau and he used an excuse and said why well, I have a lot of those lamb and bulls who are those who are with young and they cannot travel far you go on ahead
所以我们在这里有看到那如羊小羊的是他们因为他们要用他们的精力我们知道 你照顾孩子的就知道你如养孩子的就知道你的全部的精力你全部的东西都是在孩子上面你要给他对不对
and those that are with young we know that you have to pay a lot of attention and a lot of energy to spend with these youngsters
所以这个时候你需要特别的照顾
so at this point in time you need help
所以我在这里看到这一句的话其实我是蛮受安慰的
when I looked at this phrase I was very comforted
就像我们在教会里面服侍的人我们被呼召或者在教会里面服侍的弟兄姐妹所以神在这里告诉我们说他特别叫我们抱在他的怀中
and for those who are serving especially in the church God himself comforted us and say that he himself gathered us in his arms
所以对于服侍的弟兄姐妹你在服侍小羊的弟兄姐妹我不知道这句话对你有没有什么安慰
and to those who are serving this young lamb I don't know what this phrase means to you as a comfort
神将你们抱在他的怀中
and God carries you in his bosom
那神在用他的膀臂来聚集那个羊羔羊羔指的是小羊
and he would gather these lambs in his arms these lambs referring to young lambs
这个小羊他可能已经不再吃奶了他已经开始吃草了
and perhaps this lamb is no longer suckling is eating grass already
所以他用膀臂聚集这个小羊在他的
so he gathered the lambs in his arms
所以我们在这里看到耶稣基督来的时候他要做什么工作
so what is Jesus doing when he comes
Now,
first of all, he is to tend and to be a shepherd for his flock.
然后在第四节我们又看到，就是说他要掌权。
And then in verse 10, we see that he will come with ruling.
然后又看到他要赏赐，他也要报应。
And then he will have his reward and his recompense.
所以在这里看到的第十节，我们知道在旧约里面，旧约的先知看到耶稣基督降临的时候，他把他第一次和第二次是看作放在一起的，看着是一个整体。
And in the Old Testament, the prophets, as they look at Christ, they put the first and the second coming of Christ together as one event.
所以在这里看到你耶稣基督所做的工作，其实是他第一次降临所做的工作和他第二次降临所做的工作放在一起的。
You will see that in the prophets where they put the works of Christ in the first and the second advent together in the prophets.
你们看到他这几个工作，牧养、掌权、赏赐和报应，这四个有哪些是在第一次降临里面所做的？
And if you look at the shepherding and gathering and having his reward and recompense, which one of it is the first advent, the work of Christ in the first advent?
有哪些是他在第二次来临的时候所做的？
And which one of it is the work of him in the second advent?
有没有人要尝试着回答
？Anybody want to try？
所以，首先我们看到就是说，他的臂膀必掌权。
And first of all, we see his arms rules for him.
那么，这个掌权是他在第一次降临里面就开始，他是属灵的掌权。
And this ruling started on his first advent in the spiritual reign.
但在他第二次降临之后，他就要完全的掌权，不但是属灵的，也是 physical 的，完全的掌权。
But in the second advent, he is going to rule absolutely in the physically and spiritually.
所以我们现在就是我们现，所以对于我们现在活在他第一次和第二次降临中间的人，我们就知道耶稣基督已经作王，他是属灵的作王。
So to us who are living between the two advents of Christ, we know that Christ is now king, spiritually.
但是我们也有一个盼望，就是耶稣基督第二次再次降临的时候，他完全的掌权。
But we also have a hope that in the coming of Christ, in the second coming of Christ, he will reign in total, absolutely.
那么赏赐和报应呢
？What about reward and recompense?
赏赐和报应是在他第二次降临的时候所做的。
And reward and recompense will come in the second advent of Christ.
所以在启示录里面，我们会看到，当他第二次降临的时候，耶稣基督要来，要赏赐那些，在主面前做主公的人。
And in Revelation, we see that in the second coming of Christ, he will come and repay those who are faithful before him.
但是要报应那些不信的。
But he will repay those who are unbelieving.
所以这是他的第二次降临的时候所做的事情。
This is what he will do in his second coming.
然后第四个是牧养。
And then we have the shepherding.
牧养是在他第一次降临的时候所做的事情，他要牧养他的羊群。
And shepherding is something that he does in the first coming. He will shepherd his flock.
所以耶稣基督降临在这世间的三十三年，他最后服侍的三年半的当中，他牧养他的门徒，然后他差遣他的门徒出去。
And so on the 33 and a half years of Christ's life, in the last 3.5 years, he shepherded his disciples and he sent them out.
然后这些使徒，然后就效法耶稣基督，在牧养他的羊群。
And these apostles imitate Christ to make disciples and to shepherd his flock.
所以我们今天也是一样，耶稣基督也透过我们来牧养这个羊群。
And it's the same with us today that Christ through us shepherd his flock.
不但透过牧师长老，也透过弟兄姐妹来彼此间牧养。
Not just through the pastor and elder, but through the brothers and sisters among themselves as well.
所以这是耶稣基督。第一次降临和第二次降临所做的事情。
This is the work that Christ is doing in the first and the second coming of him.
那么我们今天要来思想一件事情，就是耶稣基督的这个降临对我们来说有什么的意义。
So what we are to think of and reflect is what is his advent has to do with us.
那么在这个圣经里面说，你们要锡安啊，你要上到高山上去，耶路撒冷啊，你要扬声的欢呼。
In the Bible it says,
这对我们来说有什么意义？
And when the Bible says, "Oh Zion, you are to proclaim the good news on a high mountain, Jerusalem."
耶和华要降临在我们的当中，他要以大能降临在我们的当中。这对我们来说有什么意义？
And the Lord comes with might among us. What does it mean to us for all of these words?
在马太福音记载，当耶稣基督降临的时候，耶路撒冷全城的人都不安。
And in Matthew, when Jesus Christ was born, the whole entire city in Jerusalem was fearful.
为什么耶路撒冷全城的人都不安呢？他们不是在盼望弥赛亚的到来吗？
Why were they all fearful on the coming of Jesus when he was born?
因为他不希望有改变。
Because they were not hoping for any change.
他不希望有动荡。
They were not hoping for any upheaval.
他希望能够平平安的生活。
They hoped that they can just live peacefully.
他不希望他们现在所拥有的失去他们现在所拥有的。
They don't want to lose what they have at that moment.
所以他们对着弥赛亚的降临，他们没有欢喜的去接受，但是却是不安。
So they did not receive the birth of the Messiah with joy, but they were troubled.
今天耶稣基督已经降临在我们的当中，他已经作王。
And today Christ has already come upon us and he is now reigning as king.
耶稣基督要在你的生命要进入，但是对我们来说，每个人来说，耶稣基督要进入我们的生命当中。
And to each and every one of us, Christ is here. He wants to enter into our lives.
他要做王。
He wants to be king.
你是不愿意接受他来做王。
Are you willing to submit to his kingship?
还是你说我原来的那个王就已经很好，我现在就过得已经很平安，已经过得很舒服，我不愿意去改变，我不愿意换一个王。
Or are you saying that my current king is very good? I do not want to change my kingship.
我们现在的王是谁？
Who is the king that is reigning in our hearts right now?
就是我们自己，对不对？
And it's ourselves, isn't it?
所以我们不愿意自己下来。
We don't want to.
我不愿意接受耶稣基督来做王。
We don't want to have Jesus as the king of our lives.
所以这个消息告诉你，耶和华降临在你的当中，以大能降临在你的当中。你我们有没有预备心？
This message is that Jesus Christ is coming here to reign as king. Are we here prepared and ready to accept him and his kingship? Do we have this heart to come and worship him? Do we have this heart to come and serve him? Do we have this heart to submit to his kingship and his lordship that he may lead us for the rest of our lives?
在哥林多后书五章说，我保罗说，我们是基督的使者，我们是传那使人与神和好的福音。And
in 2 Corinthians 5, Paul said that we are the ambassadors of Christ. We are preaching the message of reconciliation between God and man.
这是我们的王，基督在我们心中作王，他给我们的使命。And
he is the king in our heart, and he gives us this mission.
我们愿不愿意接受他做？我们愿不愿意我们一生来去接受这个使命，一生为了这个使命去活？
Are we willing to live under his kingship and to receive this mission and live under his lordship? So Jesus Christ coming upon us is not something unrelated to us. His advent requires our change. So the work of Christ, at first he wants to tend and shepherd his flock. His shepherding is through his servants, through brothers and sisters like us. Are we willing to accept the call from our Lord that we may go and serve one another? And Lord Jesus, before he was baptized, he did one thing.
在饭后，然后他为门徒洗脚。
Before the Lord's Supper, he washed the feet of his disciples.
他为什么做这件事情？
Why did he wash the feet?
他做这件事情就是告诉我们，我们要去效法他，我们要去服侍，我们要彼此服侍，去服侍我们的弟兄姐妹。
The reason that he washed the feet of the disciples is to set an example that we may imitate him and to serve one another.
我们今天愿不愿意像耶稣基督一样去牧养他的羊群？
Are we willing to be like Christ to shepherd the flock?
那主在这里应许我们说，我们如果去这样去服侍我们的弟兄姐妹，神会把我们像羊羔一样抱着，神会把我们抱在他的怀里面。
And God has promised that if we are to lead those that are with young, lead those who are young, He will carry us in His bosom.
神自己会特别的看顾我们，给我们恩典，给我们力量。
God himself will tend to us and give us strength and encourage us.
最后当主耶稣基督第二次再来的时候，他要审判，他要奖赏。
And lastly, when Christ come again, he will reward and repay.
弟兄姐妹，我们是要奖赏还是要审判？
Dear brothers and sisters, do we want reward or do we want recompense?
那保罗在哥林多前书第三章讲到，就是说我们在主面前，我们有些是用金银宝石来建造，有些是用草木和秸来建造。
And in 1 Corinthians 3, Paul said that some of us build with precious stones and metal, some of us build with hay.
当主再来的时候，他要像火一样的烧过。但我们这些用忠心去服侍主的人，你忠心用金银宝石建造的人，你的工程就留下来。
And when Christ come again, he will be like a fire, and those who are faithful to build with these precious stones, your work will remain.
做工就得奖赏。
And you will have the reward.
但如果你用草木和秸去建造的话，火一烧过，什么都没了。
But if you build with hay, and when the fire comes, everything is consumed.
仅仅得救。
And you're just merely saved.
所以我们今天要去思考，将来主耶稣基督再来的时候，他要赏赐，他要报应。
And so we are to reflect that on the day when Christ comes again, he is to have his reward and recompense.
我们想到那一天我们站在主的这个审判台前的时候，我们是什么样的光景？
And when we stand before the throne of judgment before Christ, what is our situation?
所以这样的话，我们再来思想我们这一生应该如何去活。
And then we look from that perspective to reflect on how we should live this life.
神给我们的身份，给我们的使命，我们是基督的使者，我们的使命是传他的福音。
God has given us an identity as his ambassador, and our mission is to preach the gospel of reconciliation.
我们这一生若是没有为这个使命去活，没有活出我们的身份，我们到时候站在主的审判台前的时候，我们该如何自处？
If we are not live according to our identity when we come before the throne of judgment, what are we to say?
所以主耶稣基督的降临，他降临在我们当中，他以大能降临在我们当中，他已经作王。
So Jesus Christ comes with great might among us, and he is now reigning as king.
那我们愿不愿意接受他在我们的心中作王？
Are we willing to accept him as king in our hearts?
我们愿不愿意一生能够回应他的呼召，为他而活？
Are we willing to respond to his calling and to live for him for the rest of our lives?
这是我对我们弟兄姐妹的挑战。
This is the challenge that I have for you.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，你是万王之王，你是万主之主。
Oh Lord, Heavenly Father, you are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords.
主啊，愿你帮助我们，我们知道一切美好的事情都从你而来。
Oh Lord, may you help us. We know that all good things come from you.
愿你帮助我们，让我们这一生能够为你而活。
May you help us that we may live our life for you.
让我们一生能够活出我们的使命。
And that our life may live out this mission that you've given to us.
我们这样的祷告祈求，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.